This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Gabon junta named a general as transition leader, soldiers said on national television Wednesday.
Faisant suite à la réunion de ce jour.
Military officers in the oil-producing state earlier said they had seized power, placing President Ali Bongo under house arrest, and after the Central African State's election body announced Bongo had won a third term, saying they represented the armed forces, the officers declared on television the election results were canceled, borders closed, and state institutions dissolved. After a tense vote that was set to extend the Bongo's family more than half a century in power. The White House says Russia is looking for munitions from North Korea. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu recently visited Pyongyang.
Since that visit, President Putin and the leader of the DPRK, Kim Jong-un, have exchanged letters pledging to increase their bilateral cooperation.
Kirby says Russia is looking for additional artillery shells and other basic material in the war against Ukraine.
Any arms deal between the DPRK and Russia would directly violate a number of UN Security Council resolutions.
Both North Korea and Russia have previously denied U.S. allegations about weapons. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russian officials said on Wednesday that they had thwarted new Ukrainian attacks a day after Ukrainian drones struck targets in at least six regions deep within Russia in one of the broadest volleys yet of Kyiv's campaign to turn the tables on Moscow. Ukraine's military said six of its servicemen died on Tuesday involving the crash of two helicopters near Bakhmut in the east of the country, the main theater of Russia's 18-month-old invasion of its neighbor. This is VOA News. The state of emergency in northern Ethiopia's Amhara region has given authorities broad powers to arrest suspects without a court order, according to UN officials who say they're worried about worsening human rights. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Human rights spokesperson Marta Hurtado says more than 1,000 people have been arrested across Ethiopia under this new law.
Many of those detained were reported to be young people of Amhara ethnic origin, suspected of being Fano supporters.
Hurtado says her office is calling on Ethiopian authorities to stop mass arrests, release those arbitrarily detained, and guarantee the rights of a fair trial for all detainees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Embassy in Haiti on Wednesday urged citizens in the Caribbean country to leave as soon as possible, citing security and infrastructure challenges, an escalating violence that has left thousands displaced and sent homicides soaring. An escalating gang turf war has caused devastating humanitarian crisis in Haiti that's displaced around 200,000 nationwide and left some 5.2 million people, nearly half of Haiti's population, in need of humanitarian aid, according to the United Nations. The sentencing of two militia leaders behind the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack has been delayed. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Wednesday hearings in Washington to hand down sentences for former Proud Boys national leader Enrique Tarrio and former chapter leader Ethan Nordin have been pushed back to September 5th because U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly is out sick, according to the U.S. Marshals Service. Tarrio and Nordin were found guilty of seditious conspiracy this May for helping to orchestrate the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Members of the group joined thousands of Donald Trump supporters who stormed the building. The Justice Department is asking for a 33-year prison sentence for Tarrio and 27 years for Nordin. The longest sentence related to January 6th so far went to Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, who got 18 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
Hurricane Idalia on Wednesday plowed through the Big Bend region of the U.S. state of Florida, where millions of residents had evacuated or hunkered down in anticipation of a dangerous surge of tidal water. But the storm's power ebbed as it headed to the state of Georgia. Drawing strength from the Gulf of Mexico's warm waters, Idalia unleashed destructive winds and torrential downpours that were forecast to cause coastal flooding up to 5 meters deep along the state's Gulf Coast a day after passing west of Cuba, damaging homes and causing power outages and flooding. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.